Allah made us different for us to enjoy the earth. Imagine if there were no reptiles, there were no lions because they are harmful, there were no cheetahs and no snakes, and there were no crocodiles or reptiles. Life would be boring, honestly. And Kenya wouldn't make that much money, by the way. But Allah has blessed you. You have everything, mashallah, tabarakallah. You have everything. It's beautiful. You call people who haven't seen the elephant to come and see what the elephant is all about. The big five, mashallah. They will come and see. Allah's made it. What do we do with those animals? We actually fulfill their rights as far as we can. We appreciate. We don't want to destroy and become destructive. But we seize the opportunity of growth through those differences that we have. Don't you think human beings are far more important? Subhanallah. Human beings are far more important. The man you don't get along with, I don't want to say mother-in-law, but the person you don't get along with is not a reptile. They are not crocodiles. They are not lions. That's a human being. Set aside your differences. Talk to each other. Make life easy for someone. Allah will make life easy for you. Imagine, the hadith says, "Man nafasa an muslimin kurbatan min kurabi dunya, nafasa Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawm al-qiyama." One hadith, whoever eases the difficulty of another in this dunya, Allah will create ease for them in the akhirah. And in another narration, in this world and the next. And another narration speaks about humanity at large. La yarhamu Allahu man la yarhamu an-nas. Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fis samaa. The Prophet says, have mercy upon those on earth. He didn't specify, have mercy only on the Muslims, have mercy only on this, have mercy. No. Irhamu man fil ardi. Have mercy upon those on earth, and the one in the heavens will have mercy upon you. Ask yourself, am I merciful? Am I merciful to my brothers, my sisters, my parents, my children, my in-laws, whether they be daughter-in-law, son-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whoever else? Am I merciful towards these people? If I am, then alhamdulillah. If I am not, you need to build the bridge. If you don't, how are you going to cross into Jannah? You need a bridge to cross into paradise. It is as-sirat. We hear about it in the hadith. We've read about it in the Quran. Yes, it is of a different nature, but your living on earth will determine in which manner you will cross that bridge. Some will cross it like a flash. Some will struggle on it. Some will drop into Jahannam. Do we want that to happen to us? No. So learn to build your bridges here, and Allah will help you cross that bridge there.